My office is dealing with a number of cases, and recently constituents have written to me stating the following. My 14-year-old daughter has now been 2 years on the waiting list just to be assessed for braces, and was told that when she went on the waiting list, even after assessment, she could be another 2 years waiting for treatment. This is seriously affecting her self-confidence and getting her down. Another one wrote, my 16-year-old daughter has been referred and waiting for an assessment by an orthodontic consultant for almost 4 years. This surely is unacceptable, Tánaiste. They've been told that no assessment has taken place there since last March, that they don't even have the necessary equipment to do the assessments anyway, and nor do they have the necessary and dedicated accommodation to provide the service. Tánaiste, my question is, do you think that's acceptable for the people of Donegal, and what are you going to do about actually rectifying the situation?
Well, first of all, I would thank the Deputy for raising the issue. I don't have the specifics in respect of every county across the country at hand, but there has been ongoing issues with the dental service and in terms of the reform of oral health services. I think orthodontics have always been challenging, notwithstanding the unprecedented funding that has been allocated to the sector. We're probably better than most European countries in terms of a state-funded oral health care scheme for medical care patients in terms of fee pays. Well, we are, in terms of the fees paid and so on like that. And 15 million was allocated in the budget for public oral health care services, an additional 15 million, bringing it to 200 million, and to address backlogs, to progress with longer-term reform. There is an issue about value for money here now and efficiency and getting some return for that investment.